Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. While indie games nowadays often receive extensive media coverage and can often sell as well as big-budget studio games, it used to be rare for an indie game to become a critical and commercial success, only really occurring if the game itself had exceptional design to make it stand out, like its art style or gameplay. But in the late 2000s, there was a title that helped put indie games on the map for the mainstream audience, a game known simply as Braid. Braid originally released in 2008 for the Xbox Live Arcade via the Xbox 360, then it was later ported over to Windows and Macintosh computers as well as PlayStation 3 in 2009, and even Linux computers in 2010. It is an indie game in the most direct way. It was developed, self-funded, and self-published by Jonathan Blow, also featuring artwork by the webcomic artist David Hellman. Although, before becoming a full game release, Braid still won an award for game design in the Independent Games Festival in 2006, when the game's graphics were still primitive and lacked the final version's art style. So, what kind of game is Braid? Well, it's a puzzle platformer game. There are six worlds in the game, all of which having their own uniquely themed puzzles, and you must run, jump, and climb platforms, stomp on enemies, unlock doors, and operate levers until you earn a puzzle piece at the end of a level. While this might sound like many other platformer games you may be familiar with, the main defining gimmick of Braid is that you have the ability to rewind time as far back as you want, allowing you to correct mistakes and avoid dying to a trap or enemy. The game does have a story, though it's a little cryptic. You play as a man named Tim who searches for a princess who had been kidnapped by a monster, which at surface level sounds the same as Super Mario Bros. But what's unconventional about the game's plot is that it's implied that Tim made some sort of fatal mistake that he has to rectify as part of his relationship with the princess. But the game refrains from going further into his backstory unless you gather all puzzle pieces in each level, gradually revealing more of Tim's complicated feelings, and each level's theme and title aligns with each stage of his mental state. The game's design and story were intentionally made this way by the developer as a personal critique to video game trends at the time, with his game Braid being what he himself described as bringing together the abstract parts of a complex puzzle, revealing deep moral and philosophical questions. Upon its release, Braid received universal critical acclaim, with many considering the game to be a masterpiece, or even as far as one of the greatest video games ever made, and it was the top-rated and second-best-selling Xbox Live Arcade game of 2008. The success of the game even led to its development process being featured, among other famous indie games, in the 2012 documentary film Indie Game: The Movie. And then much more recently, a special anniversary version of Braid released on all major gaming platforms in 2024, featuring remade artwork, new levels, and bonus developer audio commentary. But for me personally, I didn't really take to Braid when I played its demo at the time it initially released, since I thought its art style was a bit odd, along with the game's general dream or limbo-type tone. Though I have to say, I'm definitely willing to give this game another try after so long, especially with the release of the new Anniversary Edition. Join me again next time,